Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and today is January 30th, and this is episode number 26. What I'd like to do is, again, I'd like to apologize for the delay in between shows. Unfortunately, I've been doing a lot of traveling for my job, and unfortunately, I have not been able to post the shows. But this week's shows, I wanted to post them to coincide with an article that had appeared in the Advocate magazine. And basically what it is, it's about an organization called Call to Duty Tour. And you can find their website at calltodutytour.org. And basically what this is an organization that is trying to bring awareness about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And basically what they're looking to do is try to feature the largely unheard voices of young service members who embody the reality of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell in today's armed forces and highlight the policy's impact on the security. And so basically you can go to the website and read a little bit more about it, find out about the organizations, which include not only gay and lesbian service members, but also a lot of straight military members who are part of the program that really feel that the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is really something that should be discontinued. And so what I'd like to do is just take a moment to read a little bit of the origins of this organization. And then what I'd like to do is tell you that I'm going to be having interviews with Alexander, who is the founder and director of the program, as well as with Jared, who is the assistant director, and then also with Fred, who is one of the participants, one of the speakers. And he has a very, they all have very interesting stories that they'd like to share. And not only about their growing up, about being gay, but also about being part of the organization and why they wanted to be part of it. And so it's really a great organization, and I made a donation to help them. And if you'd like to do that, you can definitely do that as well by going to www.calltodutytour.org. And if you go to the main page, over on the right, it'll say, would you like to contribute? And all you have to do is click right there, and it's a very quick, easy process. And it's really going to help this program. And I just want to let you know that they are going to be all over the country. And they're going to start in the week of February 20th and 24th. And they're going to be starting like at Harvard, University of Maine. And then they're also going to be then in Charlottesville, Virginia, and then South Carolina. And they're also going to be in Georgia and Missouri and Denver and Colorado Springs. And they're going to be all over the country. So I definitely would like to let you know that as the dates get more closer, what you can do then is find actual detail about where the specific dates and detailed information will be coming up soon. And also you can read a little bit more about the speakers and a little bit about their background. You can also find other links to other supporters that are part of the program, like for example the HRC, which is the Human Rights Campaign. They're very influential in this, as well as the Log Cabin Republicans, as well as the American Veterans for Equal Rights. And there's also a Service Members Legal Defense Network, which is very important to help gay and lesbians who are, affected by the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. And what they do is they're a national nonprofit legal. They provide legal services for ending discrimination against and harassment of military personnel. And there's also another program called the Military Education Initiative. And they all have links on the website that you can find out a little bit more information. And, you know, if you are a gay and lesbian member who is in the services and you are concerned about this, this might be something you might be able to get some valuable information. But basically, the reason why I did the interviews is I wanted to get some idea about people who do and want to proudly serve their country and are gay Americans and what they had to do and what they'd had to endure. Alexander's story is, very heartbreaking, and also Jared's story is the opposite. It was very inspirational. I mean, it was just amazing the outcome between these two, and then also the story about Fred and his life and the amazing things that he went through. So these three extraordinary gentlemen were great interview people that I was able to be with and talk with, and they gave me some great insight about being gay and in the military, and I really hope that they provide some great information for you as well. And I really hope that you enjoy it. And one of the things I also wanted to talk about is a lot of, as I told my listeners in the past, is that every Sunday night I have a homo movie night, where what I do is I watch a gay-related movie with a lot of my gay friends, and then we talk about it. And what I'd hoped to do was I'd hoped that I would be able to get some of my friends involved and get them to talk about the movie and what they liked, what they didn't like about it. And basically, they all did not want to do that. So What I'm going to do in the future is, as I watch a movie, I'm going to have an episode where I'm going to talk about the movie. And basically, this weekend I was able to see two gay-related movies. And what I wanted to do is just to tell you a little bit more about those two. And the first one was a very interesting movie, and what it's called is In the Flesh. Now, I don't know if any of you have seen it yet, but if you haven't, I definitely would recommend that you do. It's a very, very interesting movie. And basically, it came out in 1997. And just to give you a quick summary, what it is, it says a college student leading a secret life as a gay hustler is suspected of murder in this 1998 drama. After witnessing a drug-related killing, Oliver Beck needs an alibi to avoid suspicion and turns to an ex-lover, Philip, a closeted narc probing the drug traffickers involving in the homicide. The two rekindle their relationship, but Kirsch soon finds himself wrestling with conflict of interest and commitment issues. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit more about this movie because I thought it was very interesting because it really showed a different perspective of basically like a gay hustler and what he's going through. But the thing was also very interesting is that the cop was basically a closeted gay man. And see, the thing was amazing is just seeing how the two interacted with one another and how the hustler had to deal with his secret life of being a college student, and then at night he's a hustler and dealing with the Johns and the things that he had to go through. But it's a lot more than just that. And it was just amazing. But basically what I wanted to do is just recommend this movie strongly to you because it was very interesting, it was very powerful, it was very detailed in, you know, the life of what it would be. Some of the acting is a little bit stupid, but if you're looking for a cute-looking guy, then the star of this movie won't disappoint. But the thing, though, funny is that the cop who is played, again, by the gentleman named Ed Corbin, if you know anything about him or have seen him in any other movies, you definitely will say that he reminds you of a certain other actor. So, and if you know who that is, just email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. So I just would like to tell you about that. Again, it's available in most of the DVD rentals, or if you are like me and you are a member of Netflix, you can also check them from there. Now, the other movie I have watched, and this is the second time watching it, and I'd have to tell you that this one is probably one of the best that came out in the year of 2005. And basically what it is, it's called Eating Out. And as it's being described on Netflix, it says, in this offbeat, convoluted comedy of errors, college student Caleb has the hots for Gwen, who seems to be relate better to gay men than their straight counterparts. Hoping to help his pal attract Gwen's attentions, Caleb's gay roommate, Kyle, persuades his friend to pretend that he's gay. But the plan rapidly unravels when Mark, Gwen's gay roommate, and Kyle's secret love falls for the imposter. And basically, I mean, I don't want to give away a lot of details about the movie, but I just want to tell you that it's probably one of the funniest movies that I've ever seen. And if you know who Jim Varos is, he's the gentleman who was on American Idol, and he had came out, and he had, like, basically an amazing transformation, and he looks totally different than what he did on the TV show. And also, he provided the songs are on the soundtrack of this movie, and so if you get an opportunity, I would recommend that you check out his CD, which you can find at his website, and he was a very good actor, and he's got some of the best lines in the movie. And the good thing is that the movie ends well, and it has a lot of bizarre twists in it, just will make you upright and laugh. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is that two friends who watched this movie with me normally are not big movie nuts like I am. And the thing was that as we're watching this movie, we kept wondering, oh my God, is the straight guy going to have sex with the gay guy? And what's going to happen? And is he going to get caught? And then if he does get caught, how they're going to get out of it? And so it was really an amazing, amazing movie. And so I just wanted to tell you about that. And the other movie that I've been seeing the last few weeks have been quite good as well. And I'm sorry I'm rambling. It's late. It's 10:30. I need to be on the road leaving tonight. But I wanted to have a show. And I just wanted to get this going for you. So please bear with my goofiness tonight, okay? The other movie I wanted to recommend is another movie called Gone But Not Forgotten. And basically the sub... the subject of the movie, it says, Drew is a forest ranger who meets yuppie Mark after he falls while rock climbing. Mark wakes up in the hospital with amnesia and sees that Drew has remained by his side since the accident. Drew offers to move in with Mark to help him out until he regains his memory, which propels the two men into a passionate affair. But things start to change as Mark's memory slowly returns. Dot, dot, dot. So, I mean, this again is a very interesting movie. It has a lot of little twists to it. And I thought for a very small movie that came out a couple of years ago, I thought it was very, very well done. And I thought the acting was a little bit hokey. But the leads are very, very good. They're very good looking. And there's one very interesting sex scene for all you people who like to see the movie stars naked. And so it was very good, very entertaining. I really enjoyed it. And a lot of friends did as well. Now, another movie that I have already talked about, and I'm sure many of you who are avid movie nuts probably have seen this, but it came out in 2004, and it's called a movie called Latter Days. And basically, what it's about is this controversial film explores the consequences of a young Mormon missionary, played by Steve Sandvoss, who's absolutely adorable. And you get to see him naked, which is an added bonus. And what he does is he recognizes his homosexuality and falls in love with another man. Aaron's first sexual encounter with a gay party boy, played by Wesley Ramsey, leads to an impassionate romance that gets Aaron excommunicated from his church and risks destroying both their lives. Charming and sexy, Latter Days offers a heady mix of romantic comic and a powerful drama. And again, this movie was very well received. I gave it a 5 stars. The only thing that I didn't like, and which I've talked about in a lot of other movies, is that, you know, in the gay movies, they always have normally a typical ending or something, drama has to happen. Well, in this movie, they definitely have the same thing, but I think it was probably a little bit overdone. But if you take that part out, it's one of the best movies that I've ever, as far as gay-related, that I've watched. And I'm going to click on the preview here, and we'll see if it actually works.
Hi, we're from the Church of Jesus Christ.
Come on. Honey, Stacy, you'll want to hear this.
What have we here?
So, what is it that you guys do?
Talk to people about our church.
Oh, really? Chris likes to talk to people.
They're Mormon missionaries. I swear to God.
Oh.
I dated a Mormon guy once. His family put him through shock therapy.
Where did we end up last night?
I don't know, but I woke up without my bra. That's never a good sign.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, what's your first name?
We're not allowed to use them.
What? Why not?
We're not allowed to do a lot of things.
It's Aaron.
Gross! Nothing happened here, guys.
We walked in here, you're saying nothing happened?
You found me out, all right? My worst secret.
Do you know how repulsive that is to God, to everyone?
I wish my shame was enough for both of us, not to mention the shame you brought to this church.
Your church doesn't like alcohol or homosexuals. Well, I'm definitely not joining.
Wait, are you still not over missionary, man?
I don't know.
Listen to you. You are turning into a chick.
You tell me one thing in your life, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you really believe.
I believe Anne Margaret has never been given her due as a night actress.
Duh!
You want angels trumpeting down from heaven. What if this is it instead? Me telling you I love you. I think that's pretty miraculous.
Alright, general question. Do you believe in God?
You mean other than Madonna?
Well, that was the preview for the movie, and it really is an excellent movie, and if you haven't had a chance to see it, I definitely would recommend you go to your Blockbuster or whatever video store that you have, and go to your local library, they probably have it, or go to Netflix and sign up and do what I did, and really check out a lot of these great gay, lesbian movies that are available to you, and check them out and watch them and enjoy them, share them with your friends, and do what I do, have your homosexual movie night and just enjoy being with your friends, talking about the movies, getting their insights, and really, you know, getting a great perspective on life, and especially if you're a younger person, just getting an idea of what's out there. And again, One of the other favorite shows that's available on Netflix is Queer as Folk. All the seasons. I don't know if season 5 is out yet, but all the seasons are there. There's also another great movie I want to talk about real quickly. It's called Trick, and it's a movie that came out in 1999, and it stars Christian Campbell, who stars as Gabriel, an aspiring gay Broadway songwriter who hits the club scene to forget his troubles and gets more than he bargained for. Heading home on the subway, he runs into Mark, one of the club's muscle-bound dancers. Mutually intent on a one-night stand, the two try to get jiggy, only to be followed by visitors, roommates, pets, etc. Along the way, lust gives way to emotional bonding. And again, it's one of probably the best gay movies that have come out in the last few years ago, and it's absolutely amazing, and it stars also Tori Spelling's in it, and she actually plays a very unlike her normal characters on Beverly Hills 90210 and all those other shows. So check it out. It's really, really good. And so, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut this short show a little short, so it's only going to be about 17 minutes, but I just want you to know that, again, I want you to do me a favor, check out the website calltodutytour.org, and I'd like you to read about it, and then make sure you listen for the next couple episodes where we're going to talk to the founder, the assistant director, as well as the one of the other speakers, and I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by their stories, and I think you'll find them very interesting, and I really hope that you'll support them, and I really hope that if they're in your area, that you definitely go to them. They're also going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, which I'm hoping to be in the area at that time. But now that I'm looking at the website, I see that it might not be, so they may have taken that off. So I'm hoping that they'll get it back, because I really would like to meet these gentlemen. So hope you're doing well. Wish you all the best. Keep on listening to the Ramble Redhead Show. I'm hoping that I can do more on at least 2 to 3 shows a week. And I appreciate your support, appreciate your patience. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can email me at rambleredhead@gmail.com. And again, I thank you for your support. Bye-bye.